Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on, online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Hi, Juan. Thanks for joining us. Delving deeper today into the oil and gas space, RHB's top pick in the sector is Petronas Chemicals. Now, net profit for third quarter slipped 2.7% to $891 million. It was mainly dragged down by lower prices despite higher production volume. So now, are you expecting better growth in the final quarter?
Hi, yes. We are sort of expecting much better growth in the fourth quarter, but it depends on the movement of the oil price as well. Looking at the current trend, you might see some weakness in the November and the October months, but if oil price starts to move back up again in December, it should be good for Petronas Chemicals. Taking a bit of a backtrack, I think there's three things that you need to look at when you look at Petronas Chemicals. Movement of petrochemical prices, which is their product price, and their utilization rate, and then, of course, the USD-MYR exchange rate. So these three things will determine how Petronas Chemicals perform over the quarters. And for third quarter, you can see that the utilization rate was very good. It was excellent, actually. The highest utilization rate they've ever recorded ever since they listed. And if you follow the petrochemical prices closely as well, you can see that there are some improvements on quarter-to-quarter basis. And of course, the USD-MYR exchange rate helped as well. But yeah, it depends actually on fourth quarter whether product prices will continue to perform as well as they did in third quarter this year.
Right. But I also understand that actually there will be some scheduled maintenance, including a major one between the second quarter and third quarter of next year. So do you see this possibly impacting operations and possibly translating to lower earnings?
To answer your question, yes, it will impact earnings from if their utilization rate falls down. But what we are looking at about 87.5% utilization rate for next year, which has been their average for the past 2-3 years. While for Petronas Chemicals, they will typically have some short-term maintenance or turnaround for their plants. So what they managed to do this quarter, which is almost 100% utilization rates, even surprised us actually. We didn't expect them to do such a high rate of utilization. We do expect this rate to come down a bit. We don't expect them to continue to register almost 100% utilization rate because it's just not possible. You still have to do maintenance and then turnaround programs for your plants.
And yeah. Zooming more specifically into the O&D, which is the olefin and derivative segment, now a contribution from that side actually did well, increased 5.3%. Now, as you mentioned, Juan, this sector is very much correlated to movements in crude oil prices, and which has staged a mild recovery as well. So do you think we can also see better results coming in for its O&D segment?
Yeah, it depends on the crude oil price as well. If crude oil prices move quite well in the fourth quarter, stabilize at this level, I think there's a good chance that O&D prices would either be the same as it was in the third quarter or be much better. Right now, we are looking at almost the same level as third quarter prices.
And what's your outlook for crude oil prices, Juan?
Our house view on crude oil is we are looking at USD $60 per barrel from next year onwards. So our long-term price average is also about USD $60. There's a few key reasons why we are looking at 60. We are expecting about 0.7 million barrels per day of supply deficit coming into 2017, which will occur sometime in the third quarter as the world draws down on it, on its inventory as well. And also, we are expecting to see non-OPEC production to slow down a bit. Our view does not incorporate whether OPEC will come to an agreement during their 30th November meeting at all. Our view strictly hinges on the supply and demand of the free market without any intervention from OPEC.
And looking right now into its fertilizers and methanol segment, that segment, however, didn't perform so well. It declined 14.6% year-on-year. This was largely due to fall in prices and also an oversupply right now in the market. So I'm actually just very curious to know as well, one, what are current supply and demand dynamics which is leading to this oversupply right now?
We'll start with the methanol segment. The methanol segment, previously, its end usage was mostly for very conventional, traditional stuff. They use it for paint thinners, for solvents, for adhesives. But nowadays, people are looking more at methanol as a form of energy source as well. So there's a few fuel blending programs that's going on in China, in fact, all over the world, to use methanol as a source of fuel. And so because of this energy usage, novel energy usage for methanol, methanol has a much higher correlation to crude oil prices these days compared to previously. So actually in the third quarter, when oil price moved up, methanol prices also moved up in a way, so it did quite well. But the drag for Petronas Chemicals on its F&M side was mostly coming from its fertilizer segment, which is, you're right, there is an oversupply of fertilizer in the market, mainly coming from Chinese producers. There's a lot of supply coming from China currently. Previously, China, they had a urea tax window where during low planting season, the government imposes a very high tax if you want to export urea out of the country, so as to ensure there's adequate supply for the planters in China. But nowadays, I think the government, the Chinese government, moved away with this altogether. There's no more tax window. So what the Chinese producers are doing, just dumping everything on the global market, which is causing all this oversupply situation.
Thank you. That's one Mohammad Zahidi, analyst at RHB Research. And now Ibrahim Sani is standing by to speak to Stephen Innes, senior forex trader at Oanda.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on, online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.